Yo, what's going on, everybody? I want to welcome you guys to episode 2 of the If You're Listening to This podcast. I'm Bees, and I got with me today
Big Dog Dre Day. I'm here, man. I'm excited to be here, bro.
Hey, man, I appreciate you being here on this thing.
I appreciate you, man.
We about to get this joint started.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We're actually on our way to another wedding. We left a wedding.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Wedding yesterday. My boy Rich got married. Rich and Juicy. Rich and Juicy, man. Congrats to y'all. So, and now we're on the road to another one of our frat brothers' weddings.
Yeah.
And Dre is DJing there. Rolling from E-Dub.
Yeah, man. It's 289 Grind Ave. The thing is real. People hear me talk about it. They hear you talk about it all the time, too.
Hey, man, but look.
It's real. That's what we
on. It's a lifestyle, man. It's a lifestyle.
For sure.
You don't clock out.
At all.
You don't clock out of that junk, man.
Stay
but,
in there, man.
So we're going to talk weddings a little bit, man. So, like,
as well.
First of all, yesterday's wedding was like a movie. Like, I don't think you could have scripted a better, like, it was from the beginning to the
end. It was so live. Like, we were so lit in there that the energy shut down all the lights.
Yo.
Like, and this is no exaggeration. Am I lying or not? Did the lights go out?
I'm not lying.
The lights went out?
The lights in the entire city
went out. From the whole east side of Tallahassee, the electricity went out. We were so
turning that joint.
Yeah.
Like, it was
live,
man. It was so epic. And it's like, after the lights went out, the party kind of
kept
going.
In the dark, with no AC, live,
man.
Oh, hey, man. I attribute that to the open bar for sure, though. I mean, the people in the open bar, man.
Yeah,
for
man.
For real.
Speaking of open bar, now I feel like, especially in in this age group of ours, the millennials,
whatever that means,
it's expected for you to have open bar at your wedding.
Yeah.
And for one,
like to drink. That's why
people like to drink. Yes, we all like to drink.
Yeah.
But like, one, it's expensive.
Yeah,
like
that's
wedding,
true.
Weddings in general, like weddings aside from open bar,
yeah.
You know. It's a huge expense, and then you tack on an extra $3,000-$4,000 just for you guys to come
just
and
just make sure y'all drink all night.
Yeah, like just for you to show up and just.
Some people I really don't like that much to be paying for them to come drink that much. Like, I only invited
your own family members.
Hey, look,
like that.
I only invited this auntie because my mama was tripping, and I just really wanted to make my mama happy for this time. So that's why I invited you. I like you enough to pay for you to drink all night.
And I like you enough to pay for your plate. And to pay for you to drink top shelf liquor
all night. Because they want God. Ciroc and Don Julio.
Right,
top
but they don't buy Ciroc on their own time.
E&J. You know they buy E&J and Mad Dog.
Yeah, you don't be drinking Remy every Friday night, but you want to come to my wedding.
Come to my wedding and complain if I don't got Remy.
Yo, dare not have open bar at your wedding. And
people
you
will
get
act like,
dog.
Yeah. But look, dog. I mean, hey, look. I don't think that should be the standard. I mean, like, whatever you can afford, do. And even if you can't afford it and you don't want to have open bar at your wedding, do what you want to do. Like, as a guest, I don't think a guest should be entitled to feel some kind of way because they're not drinking all night at your wedding.
Right. Exactly.
Take your ass home.
I can curse.
Oh, I'm going to say, hey, take your ass home.
You curse. You know you're talking to.
Hey, take your ass home, man.
Yeah, man. So, like, and I might sound like a hypocrite right now because if you know me at weddings, I drink.
If
it's an open bar, I'm gonna maximize it.
You know, as we did yesterday.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm just saying that, like, I don't think that it's like you're obligated to have an open bar at your wedding. Like,
yeah.
Now, if you don't have a bar at all, I think you're running into some problems.
Agreed.
Like, I went to a wedding back, it was like a few years ago. And there was no bar at all. Like, we were waiting for people to walk in with
call
bottles.
Call him out, bro. Call him out.
No.
Call him out, bro.
No.
Stall him out.
Come on, bro. Let me tell a story. So we walk up in, you know, we walk up in the reception hall, and there were already rumors that there wasn't going to be a bar. So I'm like, nah, they tripping. It's all good. We waiting.
Wasn't.
And they never walk in with any bottles. Like, never. And we're like, yo. We're going to the liquor store. Like, we left the reception went to the liquor store, bought bottles, and came back.
Came back. It was live.
And we were live. Like, yeah, we had to make that. So you don't want to run into situations like that. So,
bruh.
Yeah, go ahead.
As a DJ, like, I DJ weddings, man. As a DJ and as a participant, like, you don't have to have open bar, but this should be some kind of liquor content.
Yeah.
Like, I agree with you. It got to be some kind of liquor content because, like, when people are just completely sober, like, it's... they're not gonna party as hard. They're not gonna have a good time as much as they would if they were inebriated.
Yeah, because essentially the reception is a party. Like, no, think about how many times
it's definitely it's a party.
Think about how many times you've gone out without any kind of
and had a great time.
Exactly, like, wine, beer, hard liquor, whatever. Think about, like, I feel like most of my greatest times,
yeah,
I only remember half of them because I was under the influence.
Like, I only remember half of them, or barely remember half of them, because I was inebriated. Exactly. I was drinking.
Exactly. So, I mean, what I'm saying is, when I get married, you know what I'm saying, like, I may not have... there's gonna be liquor there, but I'm gonna work smart in our hearts. So I may do, like, the his and hers type situation.
I don't know what that is, right?
So that's basically like you get to craft your own drink, and your wife gets to craft her own drink, so that it's not like the whole bar is open. It's like,
so that's what I'm drinking all night.
It's gonna be Deuce and Lemonade for me, and it's gonna be tequila and
so that
orange juice for you, or
and
whatever.
If you ain't drinking that, you just ain't drinking.
And if you ain't drinking that, you ain't drinking. I think that's dope. That's a dope way to do it. You're saving yourself a lot of money.
I think the wedding we're going to now is happening. I seen that on there.
I think it's dope because it kind of gives you some, like, ownership a little bit. It's like, this my drink.
It's yours.
That's my drink.
And it's
that's
your wedding.
Drink my drink, nigga. Drink my
shit.
Oh, excuse me.
Do you know who you're talking to?
Drink my drink, man. Yeah, man. So I think that's real dope, man. My homeboy, Teray, shout out to Teray. Yeah. Teray had they did a his and hers type thing years ago, man, a couple years ago, and it was lit, bro. Like, that drink was amazing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, I think, one, man, like, don't be showing up to people's weddings, like, ready to trash it because they don't have open bar. If they got some wine up there, go drink that little Merlot, man. Go drink that little, you know, don't drink Moscato. Do not drink Moscato.
No, why not? What's wrong with Moscato?
Moscato is trash.
Really? I love Moscato.
You probably drink Sutter Home Moscato, too.
And if I did,
you lack class, bro.
I don't like class. I'm just not as bougie as you.
Moscato is for, like, that's what Moscato's for, like, 19-year-olds who know they shouldn't be drinking.
Uh-huh.
They just get their hands. They just happen to get their hands on the bottle of Moscato. They're like, yeah.
Right.
And try to act like they're all tipsy. Like, Moscato is more sugar than it is.
You're disrespectful. First of all, you're judging me because you flew out to Cali. You've been all in the wine vineyards.
I've had real wine.
You go to Total Wine and get your wine out of a can now. This is another level of bouginess that I've never heard of.
Oh my God.
So don't judge me,
bro,
for drinking Moscato. Now, in my defense, I haven't drunk Moscato in like 4 or 5 years.
Because it's for children.
That may be true, but I still feel some kind of way when you tell me that. And we're sitting here and you say you drink Moscato and you're a child.
I don't say this to offend you or any of my
listeners. He does. You do.
You to upgrade. I want you to upgrade your life. There are better wines out there.
I'm on Stella Rosa right now.
Stella Rosa, yeah, man. That's a good drink too.
You still said that, like, you know, that's okay, but you need to upgrade to the
First of all, so I don't spend, I have like a budget when it comes to wine, so I'm not spending more than $13 on a bottle of wine.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not there yet. I'm not breaded like that. So $13 and down. I even buy this. They sell this at Walgreens. It's like, so they use this bottle of wine. They use this as the communion juice. Like in real churches, churches. They use this as, and it's like $5. It tastes like grape juice. And it has like 14% alcohol in it. And after like 2 cups,
that's the origin.
2 cups. Those are when they got. Hey, that is live off the communion juice, bro.
In the name of,
I'm telling you, in the name of the Father, in the name of Zaddy. Exactly. So this is what I'm saying. Like, it's not that. Oh, because it costs more, it's better. Because Trader Joe's, they have the $3 chuck. They have $3 wine, and it's quality wine. But Moscato is trash. I don't care if it's Barefoot, Sutter Home.
I don't know no more, but that's all I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Town Barefoot, Sutter Home.
That's all, whatever it is, I don't rock with a Moscato.
Yeah, I'm not a connoisseur, so I mean, it's all you. Yeah, I'm not a connoisseur of that, so I don't know.
Yeah. So yeah, upgrade your lives. Get off that sugar water. Okay.
And it's okay to not have an open bar at your wedding.
And it's okay to not have open bar.
Right.
Now, again, you gotta have something.
Yeah.
But
it's okay without an open bar.
It's okay. Right. So moving on. So somebody, I think it was like trending on social media. Somebody brought it up in one of the groups that I'm in. It's a new status called pre-dating.
Pre-date, as in like an option on Facebook to select? You know what I'm saying?
It ain't on Facebook yet.
Yeah. If enough people talk about it, it'll be there.
They're going to get it on there.
Yeah, petition that thing. Black
Twitter. Pre-dating. So this is the phase in which, like, you get to go out and hang, but like we're both responsible for paying our own tabs or something like that, or like, I like
we both get to go out.
Like we, it's like basically it's hanging out.
That's a date. I don't get it. So what is it? What, like, I don't. I still have yet to see the difference in that. And
I think so. We had a whole conversation about it. The women were saying that basically you want to take me out on a date without paying for my food. So you call it we're pre-dating, we're hanging out. So yeah.
Wait.
Like, I'm not paying for that fried lobster you just had.
All right. So then I'm gonna tell you how pre-dating came about. All right. A young man by the name of we'll call him Robert. No relation to Kelly. No. All right. Well, we'll call him John.
Yeah.
John Strait. We'll call John was on the John was out to dinner at let's say Red Lobster, because that's where they like to go.
Okay.
You know, John was at an outing with a young lady by the name of, we'll call her what?
Jamisha.
John and Jamisha. It already sounded like a couple.
Right.
That was the issue. She liked it. He didn't like that. Okay. He was like, no, we're not really a couple. We just hanging out right now. So he told her, order whatever you want, because you're grown.
Hey, grown.
Order whatever you want.
Yo.
So listen.
He violated.
He just gave her free options. And as a grown woman, she has options. So he said, order whatever you want. She got all happy, ordered some stuff that she would never pay for, okay? And so, you know, he was modest by his, because he knew he was paying for his stuff, because he's a grown man. That's what grown people do. They pay for their stuff, all right? The check came, and she was just looking at, they was like, is this separate or together? And she looked at her phone. He proudly said, separate.
Separate. That's an echo throughout the restaurant. Separate.
And at that moment, Jamisha realized she fucked up.
That we were pre-dating.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I said to counter the whole argument that men didn't want to pay for women's food, or they wanted to go out with having to pay for their food. I think one too many guys were they were serving as sponsors for women.
Those are real too.
Like, and I talk, you know, like I have a lot of female women. I have a lot of friends that are women, and like they talk about the free meals that they get. Like, and I'm not talking about it's not a free meal at a, you know, it's not like
this
a Chick-fil-A.
McDonald's,
it's not a combo. Yeah, like this is not like Ruth Chris, like, you know,
Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, like real spots, yo. And like, I was hungry. Well,
buy yourself something to eat. I'm gonna tell y'all. All right, so listen. Allow me to reintroduce myself. Okay, Big Dog Dre Day. You can call me Dre Day. I'm a gentleman. I believe in chivalry. I'm married. I take care of my wife. When I wasn't married, I took care of whoever I was with. But it's like you can't, like, as a woman, like, you can't just expect a man to do something for you just because it's the quote unquote gentlemanly thing to do. It's like, my back itches. You ain't gonna scratch it? Like,
right.
Come on.
It's gender bias. It's like selective.
It is.
Very selective.
Now, I mean, on the other hand, I get that if we're going on a date, like, you know, it's
courtesy.
Know, it's courtesy.
It's a courtesy.
He doesn't have to pay. But it is a courtesy, and it is a good look. Whether we can agree with it or not, it is courtesy, and it is a good look. But
even if it's a Groupon.
Yeah, because he paid for it regardless.
Right.
Because if you got a problem with the Groupon, you can go in your wallet right now.
Hey, look, go ahead, pull out your black card.
Pull out what you got. And or not, okay then. Right. Groupon it is. But, I mean, I just think that it shouldn't be an issue if bruh say, I'm not paying. I wanted to spend time with you. I didn't want to spend my money on you right now. I just want to spend time with you. That probably came out wrong, but still.
Predating is it shouldn't be a thing.
Like
dating versus exclusively dating is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like dating is like we can go out and you can go out with somebody else tomorrow night and it's all good.
That's
I have no issue with that. Dating is like it's me and you got something, so we're trying to build something. So let's.
Do you think we should get back to that? Because I don't know because I'm not out there no more.
People should have ever taken a step away from it.
I don't think people understand that concept.
Relationships are so, they can be so blurred. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, like, for example, I know down south in Miami, they use the word talking a lot. Yeah. And basically, talking means, I'm probably taking up a lot of your time, but when you're not looking, I'm going to do what I want. And that's on both sides. It's like male, female, whatever.
Does this count as dry snitching?
I'm not talking about my life.
I know what I'm saying. Okay. A lot of this is general. People you snitching on right now.
Oh, I mean, look, man, you gotta look, man. this free game right here. You know what I'm saying?
Put them on, bro.
So yeah, man. So like the whole talking thing, it allows for so much room for like hurt. And like disappointment and all that. So you don't want to be in that situation. So you just got to be very clear about, hey, yo, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Are we just chilling? Okay. Well, let's define chilling. Yeah. Are we dating? Let's define that. Are we exclusively dating? Let's define that. Are we together? Like, stop texting him. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it is, define that and live by that. And then, you know what I'm saying? That's it. You know, I won't want to get too deep into the relationship talk.
I was about to let something off right now. Since we're putting each other up on game, or putting the people up on game right now, we don't have to dive into this now. We can maybe do another episode. But ladies, stop going into situations and, like, leaving yourself open for, like, don't set yourself up for failure is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So, like, don't go into a situation, like you said, be clear about the expectations. Like, don't go in and you like, you know, well, we've been on two dates, so that means he ain't talking to nobody else. Like, I'm the only one. And it's like, no, that's in your head. Like,
Go ahead.
I was about to say, did I hit a nerve?
Boy, you struck a nerve.
Because look, you can't, I'm not saying he's right or wrong, but you can't get upset at him for not knowing your expectations that you never voiced. Like, say, look, hey, this is the fourth date. I really think that it should just be us two. What's going on?
Say it with your mouth.
Like, yeah.
Say it out of your mouth.
Because then, when she find out it's somebody else, how's she going to get mad? Like, we're not.
And she gonna key your car?
Yeah.
She going to key your car? Yeah. I'm just saying,
ladies, I'm not taking up for men and the dumb shit they do. I'm just saying, let your expectations be known. You have the power.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
You got all the power. Whatever you don't accept.
Don't tell them that.
No. All right, my bad. I bet. God has the power.
Ah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was real quick. I was just going to chime in on that. So, yeah, like, but again, I have friends who are women. And I grew up in a house full of women. You know what I'm saying? So, I know women. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know quite a bit about women. So, sometimes a woman will go out on a date with a guy and she's like, oh, he's attractive. Mm-hmm. Oh, he checks off everything on my list.
They got a list, too.
Oh, he texts me good morning.
That's all
for now.
bang, bang.
Oh, he has a nice car.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the night, they're already, like, imagining their wedding day with this guy.
Seriously.
And you are setting yourself up for the, like,
those
come on.
Facts, yeah.
Like, I don't care how attractive she is. I don't care. Yep. Oh, okay. Oh, you two masters, PhD. Great. That's cool.
Man, what is that, man?
At the end of the day, I don't know you.
You don't know me.
You don't know me. And we don't even know if this will work.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, us not working doesn't mean that you're a bad guy or that you're a bad woman or whatever it is. Like, but sometimes things just don't work.
Yeah.
So stop, like I said, man, stop imagining yourself with his last name. Y'all been on 2 days.
And they get mad at him when it can't happen.
They get mad.
You're telling me?
And be ready.
That we can't. We can't
look, and be ready to blanket all men. Like, nigga, y'all ain't shit.
That's why I'm gay now. Like, that's why I'm gay none now. Because y'all ain't.
Hey,
y'all
don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm just saying. I know people who be. I'm speaking truth out here.
It does happen. It does happen that way sometimes.
That's all I'm saying, man. I'm good. I'm done. We're going to do a whole nother episode on relationships and shit. But yes. I'm done right now.
Okay.
I'm done. Okay, again.
All right. So, that's the whole free dating thing. We're off that. Now we're gonna talk about food, man. If you've never seen me in person, you can tell that I love food because I'm big.
Yeah. Hey, look.
Hold up, girl. That boy said, "Yeah."
And it was so quick. I'm sorry.
No confirmation from you, boy. This man. Hey, get him off my show. That's my show.
Bro. My bad, bro. No, what I was about to say was like, you ain't let me finish.
Yeah, right? Go ahead.
So say your last statement again. I'm gonna, you know, do what I was supposed to do. Go ahead, say the last statement.
I like food.
Yeah, and me too. That's what I was gonna say. Yeah. You know,
there we go.
That's all I was gonna say, man. So we like food. We like to eat.
Get to your part, man.
Look, well, I'm just saying. Look, if you've seen me before, you already know. That I'm trying to live skinny life like bees, man. I'm trying to be skinny.
I am not skinny
out here. But
I am fluffy.
But man, shout out to the fluffy crew. But love food, man. Bees, you saying you hit this spot up in Tally. It's a wing spot, chicken tender spot.
Man, I ate so much chicken in Tallahassee, man.
Off that one spot.
Bro. Off Guthrie's, man. For everybody who went to Florida State, family, whatever it is, y'all know about Guthrie's, man. Yo, it's like Zaxby's 2.0.
Man, I can't lie. I'm gonna steal all this thunder and just say that, like, I really think Guthrie's is overrated, bro. I've been before. I really think it's not overrated.
It's not overrated at 2 a.m.
Well,
you off the hen.
I mean,
and you need that thing brings you back to life.
That's a pretty low bar to set, bro. Like, it is. It's an up.
Gasps.
But no, listen. Yeah, because look, think about. I mean, this is gonna strike a nerve too, but think about in reality how trash Waffle House is.
Hey, this man is never allowed on my show.
I'm just saying, in reality.
This man, come
on.
I am in no way, in no way affiliated with if you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
He
okay?
is a guest on
man,
this show.
Come on, bro. Look.
I will not, no Waffle House slander today. Bruh. I love Waffle House.
Listen.
I love the people that work there.
Okay.
And all those that dwell therein.
Oh, you do? even the ones that called the police on the girl that got arrested and all that. You like
so you don't even know the story. You don't even know the story.
You don't even know Baby D. Why you acting like that? Because you don't know Baby D. No, all right. In all seriousness, though, what I'm saying is I didn't literally mean it's trash. This is a backpedal. I didn't literally mean it was trash. I meant that when you're drunk, and or high or under some kind of influence and you need something in your system, Waffle House is like the 5-star of all 5-star. Like, it's the place you need to go, and it's gonna get you right.
Exactly. So you can't trash it, because that's called support. Waffle House is there when you need it most. Guthrie's is there when you need it most.
All right.
The wings at Top Flight, those are there when you need it most.
I never had them either, so I can't.
Oh, bro.
I heard the drinks are live there too.
Hey, let me tell you something. I got a new respect for anybody who went to college in Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
They were pouring our drinks, our alcoholic beverages, like they were like fruit punch. Like it was just Sprite. Like just that's not just Sprite. I had to tell the girl at the bar, say, "Hey, sweetheart, give me some more juice. Give me some more juice, baby." I asked for Douce and lemonade.
She gave me
Douce. I said, hold on.
She gave you Douce and showed you the bottle of lemonade.
Yeah. You don't want that. You don't want none of this. I said, hey, hold up now, sweet thing.
sweet.
Give me, bro, give me some more juice with her.
Did you feel some kind of way trying to ask for more Chaser? Like, that's like
I did not, because I'm
a pretty bitch thing to do.
I did, I'm 28 years old and I'm washed and like two drinks and it's over.
Hey.
So look, and it only took one at Top Flight. I was, bro, we were wide open.
Shout out to Top Flight. I gotta go there. I never went to the bar.
Yeah, man.
I was already drunk when I went.
This is my first time in Tallahassee in like 6 years, man. So it's been a minute. I don't really have a reason to come back.
You washed. We washed.
Yeah, man.
We washed. Well, you washed. I'm straight out.
Bro, we are both washed.
I'm straight out here, bro. I was live last night. What you talking about?
Drinking what? Straight. What did you drink last night?
Crown apple and pineapple. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me tell you. And I was taking two at a time.
What would you call that drink?
What would I call that, Brian? I don't know. I'm gonna come up with a wild ass name. Like, it's gonna be crazy. I don't think it's gonna be a good name.
I was just looking at you.
Like,
you BSing with the name right now.
No, I'm not.
I thought you was gonna shoot. I thought you was gonna come from the hill.
No, it's not gonna be good.
All right.
Crown apple and pineapple, the royal flush.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay.
Let's go. Hey, but shout out to Top Flight, man. That Royal Flush had me live last night. I emptied the last bottle of Crown Apple they had there. Like, bro knew me. He knew my name. Shout out to Dave at the bar, the bartender. I did learn his name. Look out,
bro. If you've been to Top Flight before, you know ain't nobody in there named Dave.
I wasn't talking about Top Flight. I'm talking about Rich and Juicy Wedding yesterday.
Oh, at the open bar. I was about to say Top Flight pretty black.
ain't nobody named Dave. Ain't nobody named Dave.
That boy named Davon. Davion.
Davion.
Oh my gosh. Hey, oh my gosh.
Baby out at the bar.
Oh man.
That's live, man. But yeah, so.
Let's brief here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a debrief, I guess.
Debrief.
So yeah, man.
You don't need an open bar.
Consider the his and hers situation.
Yeah. Don't let nobody judge you. Save your money, but do have some kind of drinks.
Don't drink Moscato. Upgrade your life.
Stella Rosa.
Upgrade. That's an upgrade.
Okay. All right. Cool. I'm good.
Upgrade your life.
Right.
The pre-dating thing is a no-go.
But shout out to John for trying to be innovative in his moment of need. Okay?
Yeah, and Jamisha, let that hurt go.
Let that hurt go, baby girl. Let that hurt go.
Let that hurt go. And food.
Oh, the bartender at Top Flight.
The food in Tallahassee, Guthrie's.
It's overrated.
No, it's not. Guthrie's is fire, especially when you need it most.
Overrated.
After 12.
Overrated.
Don't disrespect Waffle House ever.
Alright.
And the wings and the drinks at Top Flight, immaculate.
And the Crown Apple and Pineapple is called the Royal Flush.
The Royal Flush. And you heard that here, you gotta get that, like, what is it called when you get when you take credit for something that you come
trademarked.
Up with? You can trademark a drink?
I'ma find out. Google will let me know anything.
Do that jump. Alright, so with that being said, we're gonna go ahead and wrap up. We don't wanna keep you guys for too long. Thank you for listening to the second episode, man. This is great. I appreciate all the love. People have been shouting me out. When I see him in person, they're like, man, you know, just really congratulating me on stepping out and doing this. This is wild. But honestly, I really enjoy it. It's fun for me, man. So I'm gonna keep rolling them out, man. Appreciate Dre for being on this thing.
Hey, no problem, man. Look, I need y'all to, one, if you got any kind of party, if you giving birth to a baby, if you got a baby shower, if you get married and you want me to DJ at your proposal.
Bar mitzvahs.
If you get your toenails done, you want me to DJ in there, man, hire me. Big Dog Dre Day. Follow me on IG. Anything you got. BIGDAWG Dre Day. Right. I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, hey, man. Hey, yeah, and if it's a grand opening for like a trap house that you. Oh, my love for
different. Oh, yeah. DM that. Fans are watching.
Hey, man. So, hey, if you listen to this, we out.
Out of there.